Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
When I was a kid, I masturbated with objects and I watched my brother's porn. I lost my virginity at 14 and I've had a number of partners since. Now, masturbation is difficult for me and sex is mainly only a stress reliever. Have I become too desensitized to sex because of my early experiences?
It is common for young children, both boys and girls, to touch or stimulate their genitals. Some surveys of parents, teachers, and caregivers suggest that the majority of young children touch their own genitals and may also play age-appropriate games with other children, such as playing doctor, I'll show you mine if you show me yours, or mommy and daddy, or mommy and mommy, or daddy and daddy, as the case may be. It is also not uncommon for children to discover an older sibling or parent's sexual materials, such as porn found on a computer, in magazines, or among videos. In this sense, what you describe is not that unusual compared to other women and men your age who recall having these experiences as children. I would encourage you to consider why you feel or worry that you may have become desensitized to sex because of your early experiences with masturbation and watching porn. Do you worry that these were bad things that you shouldn't have done, or that they were uncommon or harmful in some way? You may be surprised at the number of women and men who remember doing sexual things alone or with friends around their same age when they were younger. Many people, as they grow up, find that they would like to learn how to create pleasurable sexual experiences. If you have mostly had casual partners, or if you have mostly been exposed to porn that tends to show aggressive sex, or sex between people who don't know each other well or care for each other, you may have had few experiences to consider how to have sex that centers around mutual liking, love, or pleasure. You might consider watching some sexual videos or DVDs about sex that highlight real couples having sex. The Sinclair Institute offers such videos at www.bettersex.com. You might also find it helpful to read a book such as For Each Other, Sharing Sexual Intimacy, as it provides a number of exercises that couples can try together that can help people to learn about each other's bodies, wants, needs, experiences of pleasure, and fantasies. It may be helpful, too, to talk with your boyfriend about your sex life and to let him know that creating a mutually pleasurable sex life is important to you and that you'd like to explore ways of doing this together. You can learn more about these books and videos on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.